Thank you, Lord. Aren't we glad to be in church again tonight? Oh, what a privilege it is. What an awesome thing. And I want us to sing that chorus. Thanks, guys, for staying and helping me out with it. The one we sang first night that I was with you. Our God is an awesome God. Everybody stand back up and let's focus our mind on Him. And let's declare it with our mouth. And let's believe it in our heart. Is He an awesome God? Creator of the heavens and the earth, our salvation, our future. He's awesome. Awesome. Hallelujah. Go ahead, guys. Let's sing.
My soul, my Savior, God.
Father, we proclaim your greatness above everything and everyone. No one like you. Every knee must bow, every tongue will confess. You're the greatest of all. Lord, we bow our hearts and we lift our voice and we say, you're the great almighty God. How great, how great. Sing it again. Then sing my soul. Manifest yourself in our midst. Get glory to yourself. We don't want to see each other. We want to see you, Lord. Give us eyes that see you, ears that hear you, hearts that discern and receive. Grant us grace to completely yield to you and follow you fully. And we'll give you all the glory and praise for every good thing that happens now and tomorrow and as a result in days to come. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, everybody say all the glory. All the glory. All the glory be to our great God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Thanks, guys. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Is he great, saints? Hallelujah. So great. Thank you, Lord. You bring a Bible this evening? Well, let's don't change gears and get mental. Let's be spiritual. Stay aware of his presence, aware of his spirit. I believe his spirit is and will be moving in our midst all night tonight. You believe that? Yeah. Doing things in people's hearts, doing things in people's minds, doing things in people's bodies, healing, delivering from habits, bondages, sins, and adding to and equipping for what's coming next. You believe it? A supply of the Spirit ministered. You know, things not only need to be ministered, they need to be received. What's ministered must be received. Any receivers in the house tonight? Say it out loud, I'm a receiver. I'm a receiver of every good thing in God. Hallelujah. Turn, please, to the book of Psalms, scripture that we've looked at previous night, Psalm 33. You're believing with me, right? Before I don't think about it again, we do have materials we brought out in the entryway. Messages and ministry and music, and you can receive one item per person or couple, or won't cost you anything, no charge, because of the goodness of the Lord and the faithfulness of our word sender partners. It's made available to you at no charge. And if you want more, there's a lot more. You get online and you can download. Man, it's a lot. I think it's over 1,000 hours of messages and ministry. It won't cost you anything, nothing. And as like we mentioned last night, we're about to step up to a whole other level in a word production center and get much more out to more people. How many think more people getting more word is a good thing? Is that right? And we're believing for that, and I know a lot of you have sown into this, and we appreciate that. In Psalm 33, the Scripture said, Psalm 33 and verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as an heap. He lays up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. How many folks stand in awe of Him? All the inhabitants of the world. Stand in awe of Him. For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Thank God for the revelation we have of Him, but I think all of us know it's just the beginning of understanding who He is and what He is. And the further I walk with Him, I begin to get more and more of a glimpse of a revelation. And especially in these later days, recent times, it very often I just stop and I just raise my hand and I go, God, You are so big. You are so big. He's bigger than the Pacific Ocean. He's bigger than the mountain ranges. He's bigger than the planet Earth. He's bigger than our solar system. He's bigger than the universe. We have no clue how big that is. And yet that awareness is not in the forefront of most Christians' thinking most of the time, because if you're struggling to believe God for something, you must think it's hard for Him to do. Categorizing miracles. Oh, I can believe for that. Oh, I don't know. That's serious. That's terminal. Well, it's not only hard for you to do either one, you can't do either one. And the sooner we quit trying to do it, the better off we are. But if we're talking about Him doing it, how hard would it be for Him to fix a liver? He creates planets. He creates stars. He created the body to start with. Sometimes when, if you're talking about, you know, let's believe God for this, let's believe God for that, and you can hear a tone shift. If you say, okay, this brother's got a headache, reach your hands out this way, and let's believe God. Oh, man, you hear a good positive tone in the crowd, and you say, well, this brother's got 3 days to live with AIDS. And you'll hear the tone change, and it's a mournful tone. Well, we couldn't heal the guy with a headache. Right? So why do we need to shift into a lower gear and really start trying harder? I know I struggled in getting filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues. I grew up around Pentecostal people, and I believed in it. But we weren't taught to receive. We were taught to tarry. And really didn't, you know, some people got filled in spite of themselves. They really did. And we'd just do different things that people suggested. And so I didn't receive. Year after year, I didn't receive. And finally, thank God, by the mercy and grace of God, I actually got a hold of one of Brother Kenneth Hagin's books. There was 7 steps to receive the Holy Spirit, and I think that's what it is. And I read that, and I acted on that, and received. And even after I received, I thought, nah, it's too easy. That can't be right. But by the mercy of God, I continued and got free. But because of that, when I got in the ministry, I mean years, off and on, I tarried and tried to get filled. I mean, they said, well, brother, if you'll shave that mustache off. So I did. Brother, if you'll do this. Brother, if you'll do that. So, man, I thought, hey, if it'll help, I'll try it, you know. And year after year, nothing. And, man, the brothers that tried to pray me through, they shook me and slammed me against the wall, beat on my back and hollered and spit in my face. I mean, if effort would have done it, sometimes we'd start tarrying at, you know, 9 o'clock into the service, still be tarrying 1 in the morning. But didn't get filled that way. But when I got into ministry, and it came time for me to minister to people to be filled with the Spirit, I still had some of that from my challenging experience. And so, man, I'd pray and pray and pray, and I'd pull off my jacket and I'd roll my sleeves up. And we got to get these guys filled, you know. And it was, because, you know, it was tough for me. But I remember one day, there was a line of folks there in healing school, and I'm going to pray for them to be filled with the Spirit. And I'm getting ready to go after it again. And the Lord spoke to me. I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, He said, don't touch them. I thought, don't touch them. He said, are you the baptizer in the Holy Ghost? I said, no, sir. He said, don't touch him. You just back up and you say, in the name of Jesus, be filled. And he said, then step back out of my way. You see, he knows how you understand. Now, he might talk to you differently, but that's how he talked to me. And I thought, that's all I do. They're just standing there looking at me. I mean, we got no fast organ music playing, no special feelings, no. And in my unbelief, a thought crossed my mind. Well, man, you know, not a thing may happen. I mean, but help my unbelief. And so I just did. I said, be filled in Jesus' name. And I took a step back like that. And sure enough, just like that, they started speaking in tongues and raised their hands. And I thought, I've been a sweating and grunting and yelling for nothing. Trying to. You see, folks do that with healing too. Nah, the harder you shake them, it's not going to mean the better they get healed. You're not the healer. I'm not the healer. We're not the miracle worker. We're not the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. We're not the provider. He is. How many believe He is? He is. All we need to do is do what He tells us to do and then believe Him to do what He said He would do. And just step back and expect it. Don't even try to do it because you can't. Expect Him to do it. It's a relief when you realize, I don't have to heal myself. I don't have to deliver myself. I don't have to equip myself. He does it. Somebody said out loud, He does it. And we should be in awe of our healer. We should be in awe of the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. We should be in awe of our equipper and our provider. Are you? Can He heal you? Oh, can He heal you? I'm telling you, every human being that's got any fatal disease or hangnail or anything in between on the planet could make a demand on His healing power at exactly the same moment, and healing would flow across the planet and the lights in heaven wouldn't even flicker. You believe it? It's not a matter of His ability. It's not a matter of His will. It's a matter of a receiving heart. It's a matter of faith. And faith, and great faith, is directly connected to honor and being in awe and revering the Lord. You ready to receive more of this tonight? Let all the inhabitants stand in awe of Him. Go with me, if you would, to Matthew 18, scripture that we looked at earlier. Something the Lord brought me back to for this evening. Matthew 18 and verse 1, the disciples were wrangling about who would be the greatest. And verse 1, they said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And verse 2, Jesus called a little child. Everybody say, little child. Now this is a little one. I mean a little guy. Year old, 2 year old, 3 year old, little, not just a child. A little child. And He set him in the midst of them. And He said, verily I say to you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. How do we need to turn and change and become like a little child? What did we lose, or what got changed when we grew up that should not have gotten changed, that didn't need to change, that we need to change and get back to? He mentions specifically humility. And there's a lot that goes with humility. Little children are not proud. They haven't learned how to be yet. Little children. Now, you know, you don't have to be too many years old. They start learning some junk. But little children are not pessimistic. And they're not sarcastic. Are y'all with me, friends? They're honest. They say what they think. No subterfuge. No hidden meanings. Is that right? And God is the God of truth. The Word is the Word of truth. The Spirit is the Spirit of truth. You'll find that the least bit of insincerity and dishonesty will be like a wall between you and Him. Because you can't con Him. And if you're not being sincere with Him, it's a problem. You can't come talking a bunch of religious stuff and insincere stuff and traditional stuff and something you heard somebody else say. We have to lay our heart bare. And we have to be just as honest as we know how. If you want to really communicate with God, nothing else will do. The Word of God is quick and it's powerful and it pierces and it shears to the dividing of spirit and soul and joint and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God sees right through us. He knows. Before you start to say something, He knows where you're coming from and where you're trying to go. And if you mean it or if you don't, if you're playing or if you're real. And we live in a world that is filled with falseness. The God of this world, the devil, is the father of lying. He fathered it. And He is the liar of all liars. And everything He's able to influence will take on a shading, will take on a perverted twist, a part that's apart from genuine, that's apart from honest. And the further He's able to control it, the more blatantly deceptive it becomes. You'll find people that yield to the devil a bunch. They just lie for no apparent reason. They lie when it'd do better for them to tell the truth. Though no reason they could even imagine a gain out of it. This falseness is coupled with, how can I say it? The negativism, the pessimism, the sarcasm, and being cynical. And it's rubbed off on us more than you think. We've grown up in this world. Our grandparents and grandparents were influenced and infected by it much more than they realized. And we have been. And it is blocking miracles. That's why we're talking about it tonight. Said out loud, sarcasm. Cynicism. Cynicism. Negativism. Pessimism. Have no place in my life, in my mind, in my mouth, as a child of God. Now, before we go further, I want us to pray a prayer. Because before you can change it, you have to see it. If you think, well, none of that applies to me, then either it's true, you are fully developed in love and truth and have no more room to grow, or how many think we ought to go with the or? Or, there's a lot of it there you're not seeing. Because it's all around you. It's so pervasive. You're not noticing it. You've gotten used to it. It's never been right. But when you grow up around it, you grow up with it. Children don't come into the world with it. Little children, are they cynical? Are they sarcastic? Well, you finally got my Baba. No. Have you noticed some of the so-called comedies, the commercials, other things, they have little children, they have talking like sarcastic adults. I don't like it. It rubs me the wrong way. I flip the channel, I turn it off, I don't want to see it. Because it's the devil mocking innocence. He hates it. He can never be clean. He can never be innocent. He's as messed up and perverted as any being's ever been. And he wants to defile innocence. He wants to sully it. He wants to dirty it. He wants to make innocence ugly and perverted. He wants something adult and perverted and evil coming out of a little baby's mouth. It's not so. Little ones are innocent. And little ones are honest. And if they're happy, they laugh. Adults grow up, get an education, so-called, learn some things, and they hear something, and they have to go, is that funny? Let's see. May not be politically correct. I don't know how this one would take it or how that one would perceive it. Should I laugh? I think it's okay. Ha ha. Too much thinking. And it has closed off that innocent, full-hearted response that a child has. I remember my dad worked, an hour or two away. A lot of times during the week, we didn't see him. But he'd come home on, if not earlier, every Friday. And when we heard the car turn in the driveway, me and my little brother, little guys, we knew it was chili dog time. Because he would bring some chili dogs and popsicles. Whoo! We'd hear the car turn in the driveway. I don't care what we were doing. We're up. We're yelling. We run out the door. I never dawned to me, is your hair fixed okay? How do you look? Is your shirt crooked? Never crossed your mind. You just blast out that door and you holler and you squeal. Our Father finds this dear in us because it's honest and because it's real. The devil would fill us with sarcasm, cynicism. I want you to test yourself. Start tonight. We are not supposed to say things we don't mean. We're never supposed to say the opposite of what we mean. Reckon that ever happens? We're not supposed to say it. Well, that was a fine job. Do they mean it was a fine job? No. So what are they saying? They've reversed that. Have you noticed how the enemy's always trying to do that? He is the perverter. It's become cool if something is nice to go, that's sick. Wow, sick. Why isn't it cool to say, that's healthy? That is wholesome. It'll never be worldly popular to say a positive thing. That's bad, man. That's bad. Bad?
when you mean good. Sick when you mean beautiful. This is not innocent. This is not okay. And the phrase is like, whatever. Won't you listen to me, saints? It is that kind of stuff can keep you from getting a miracle. I'm going to show it to you in the Word. And this is the thing the Lord wanted us to get, because it's a hindrance from here to where He wants us to be. We need to let Him get this out of us. Are you willing? Anybody in here willing? Then let's pray it out loud. Say it out loud. Father God, anything that displeases You in the ways we've thought, spoken, acted, anything dishonest, anything not real and not right, we ask You, open our eyes, help us to see it and recognize it, and our ears to hear it and detect it. And we ask for grace whereby we may change and yield to it no more and do it no more. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. I know it's a little bit challenging, but the things that are challenging when you do them are the things that are most rewarding, too. They're the breakthrough things. Go, please, to the book of Mark. Jesus' ministry was astounding and amazing. No exaggeration. And we see that ministry continue in the book of Acts through His church. Are we a part of the same church? And we see in the book of Acts amazing things and astounding things. Don't we? I mean, the day of Pentecost is an astounding thing. Rushing mighty wind, cloven tongues of fire, speaking in tongues in 17 different languages simultaneously that people never learned. The lame man at the gate called beautiful, never walked a day in his life. Somebody say astounding. Astounding. Amazing.
Amazing.
The same kind of thing. I mean, Paul having that showdown with that sorcerer and him being struck in front of the king. And the Bible said the king was astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Amazing things. Amazing deliverances. Amazing salvations. Amazing healings. Somebody say amazing.
Amazing.
Should we still be having the same kind of things? Should we still be having amazing? You believe it or not? Should we still be having some things in our lives, in our services, in our meetings, to where, like little kids, we're going, whoo, whoa. We're going along in the middle of the service, and God moves and does something. Everybody goes, there's a sound across the crowd, goes, whoo, whoa. Did you see that? Did you feel that? Did you hear that? I'm not talking about just clamoring for the spectacular. You can have God touch you on the inside and you never saw and heard anything on the outside and it be a real woo, wow, whew. If it was God's will in Jesus' ministry, if it's God's will in the first days of the church, did it change somewhere along the line? What? God wants us to have a more conservative life, a more boring times. No, it's not on his end. It's on our end. And it's tied to what we've already been talking about. Look in Mark, the first chapter, and let's look at a few instances of this. And let the spirit of this get in you. Not just the knowledge in our head, but the spirit of it. Mark 1 and 21. They went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, Jesus entered into the synagogue and taught. And what happened as he was teaching? They were astonished. That's a strong word, isn't it? They were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Astonished. Astonished means to fill with sudden, overpowering surprise and wonder. Why are we talking about this? Because you got to be open to it. Did we really expect to be astonished when we came to service this evening? That was four yeses and two nods, which is not a majority. And we're not trying to correct anybody. We're just talking about how things are. Complacency, being jaded, pessimistic, bored, is a spiritual deficiency of heart. It shows the absence of honor and faith. The Lord said, those that honor me, I will honor. And one of the greatest ways he honors us is with his presence. I mean, if you had a get together, you had a party, and somebody that you really respected came to your party, doesn't that honor you? They came to your party? Well, the Lord is everywhere by his Spirit, but he's not in manifestation everywhere. There are places where you... So there's so much evil and people don't believe in him. You don't sense his presence. He's there, but you don't sense him. And then there's other places where people reverence him so, and they're so in awe of him, and they're so receptive to him, that when you set foot on the property, you can sense his presence. They were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, not as the scribes. Then that spirit acted up. In verse 25, Jesus rebuked him and said, hold your peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him, and they were what?
Amazed.
They were what?
Amazed.
They were what?
Amazed.
All amazed. Are you ready for some amazement?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Hmm? Let me go a little further back here in the crowd. Are you ready for some amazement?
Yes.
We're not to look to me to amaze you or you to amaze us. He's the amazing one. Do you believe he's amazing? Do you believe he used to do amazing things? Do you believe he still wants to do amazing things? That he has not changed. He has not changed. What happened to us? We got educated. We learn how to read and think and analyze and scrutinize and be skeptical. And that is a big problem with our God. The moment you say, explain it to me, and I might believe it, ain't going to happen. You're not God. You don't tell him how to do it. People say, well, believing is See it. Seeing is believing. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not show me and then I'll believe. The psalmist said, unless I had believed to see, I'd have fainted. You got to start believing He's amazing before you see the amazing thing. You got to begin believing He wants to do astonishing things.
Brother Keith, that's just not me. That's just not. I'm sorry. I'm just more. Is bound the word you're looking for?
You are how you've become, not how you have to be. Nobody came into this world skeptical, cynical, sarcastic. No, you came into this world and you saw the little butterflies over your crib and you thought, you had more fun first few months of your life than you ever did on all the drugs you ever took put together later on. And it was good, clean fun. Just good, clean fun. Why? Cynicism free. Zero sarcasm. Zero deception. None. Jesus said, it's not what goes into a man that defiles him and corrupts him. It's what comes out of him. And he talked about some of the things we're talking about now. There's more of it there than we've thought. I believe the Lord heard that prayer we prayed just a few minutes ago. Do you? Expect to, for Him to answer it, expect to start seeing things immediately, tonight. And when you go home and tomorrow, and you'll catch yourself. Is everybody awake? You'll catch yourself. You'll start to say something. You go, wait. That's the opposite of what I mean. I ain't got no business saying that. And no, that's cynical. That's sarcastic. No, I don't need to say that. And the Lord will help you. And friend, this is not just trying to be a goody-goody person. This is getting the junk out of the way so we can see the amazing. So we can see the astonishing. Let's practice. Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
Glory to God.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You tell me a bunch of people come in full of faith. Before the music ever starts, they're sitting there going, God's going to do something. What? God's going to do something. God's going to do something. God's going to do something big. Woo! God's going to do something. Huh? You think He's not? But see, the norm has not been that. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about all of us. The norm has been ho-hum. Okay. Not bad. We'll see. Whatever. And that's not okay. Everybody say amazing.
Amazing.
Astonishing.
Astonishing.
That's what I'm voting for. How about you? That's in Mark 2. Let's read some more. In Mark 2. Verse 11, Jesus told the man, He said, arise, take up your bed, and go your way to your house. And immediately he arose and took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed. And they glorified God, and they said, we never saw anything like this. We never saw anything like this along this line, in this fashion. Somebody say, amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
In Mark 5, Mark 5, the man had come and pled, asked Jesus to come and minister to his daughter because she was at the point of death. And Mark 5, about verse 39 or so, when he came in, verse 37, Jesus suffered no man to follow him save Peter, James, and John. Why? Why just those three? Why? There's got to be a reason. Why? Keep reading and you'll see. He comes into the house of the ruler of the synagogue and sees the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. They're wailing. And when he was come in, he said to them, "Why make you this ado and weep? The damsel's not dead, but sleeps." And instantly, they go from wailing to laughing. Laughing at him. They laughed him to scorn. What does that mean? They're jeering. They're mocking. This is devilish, saints. They don't realize it. They're being influenced by the enemy. Who's bringing those thoughts and those feelings and those words to them? Scorn. Derision. Despising. It's the enemy of faith. It's the enemy of miracles. Mockers don't get miracles. And mocking, we grew up with it. What's mocking? Na 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 na. Mocking the way somebody talks, mocking the way somebody, mimicking the way somebody acts, but not in a complimentary fashion. In a derogatory, this is devilish. Devilish. Oh, it's just all good fun. No, it ain't good fun. It's not good. It's wrong. How many agree we need to get this stuff out of us? Just because you grew up around it, just because you grew up with it, just because it's all around where you work, where you go to school, never was right. Doesn't make it right now. Mocking. Deriding. And they're mocking who? Who are they laughing at? The Master. The Master, the head of the church. And so what does he immediately do? Puts them all out. Come on, think about it. They start laughing. They start ha-haring. And he said, out, out, every one of you out, out, out. I mean, he runs them out. I said, out, out, out. Yeah, everybody out. I don't care who you are. Out, out. I'm the grandma. I don't care who you are. I said, out. Bam, slam the door. Out. Why? Because you can't get miracles with scorning and scoffing and derision and mocking. Not my idea. We see it right here. We're about to see it even clearer. Why did he have Peter, James, and John in there? He knows they're not going to be standing there despising what he's doing. They're not going to be standing. Even if you're silent, you can be mocking. Even if you don't say a word, you can be laughing under your inside. You can be going. Friend, that keeps miracles from happening. No small thing. He ran them all out. That's what we need to do with all the scoffing and negative junk. put them all out. Say, he put them all out. Say it again. He put them all out. Why did he put them out? Laughing, mocking, despising, scorning. Who does the Lord honor with his presence and his good things? Those that honor me, I will honor. The rest of the verse said, those that despise me will be lightly esteemed. Whatever you give him is what you get. You treat his things as insignificant and unimportant, your stuff is going to get treated as unimportant. What should they have done when the master walks in the door? What should they have done? Come on, help me out, guys. When the master walks in the door, what should they have done? Go, oh, it's the master. Oh, glory to God. Get out of his way. Glory to God. Please, master. Yes, sir. Anything you need from us, what can we do? Watch this. Watch this. A delight, a glee, a joy, an excitement. Does this sound childlike? That's what we've got to recover. That's we got to be changed and get this back in our life. That we reverence God and His things and His Word and His people and His works. We never say anything derogatory or despising. We never treat it lightly and inconsequential and insignificant. We never mock. Never. How many know there's a lot of good brothers and sisters that are not so-called faith people? Oh man, millions. We're not going to help ourselves or anybody by making fun of any group, any part of any group, or anything they do. You with me, friends? It's not love. We don't want them making fun of us. Right? And it ain't like we got it all together. Or like we know it all. Oh, no. We should just be starry-eyed when any group of believers comes up. Someone says, what about them Presbyterians? We go, oh, glory to God. Now, Presbyterians, them some good people, man. Baptists, oh, my. You talking about Baptists? We need the world full of Baptists. Come on, are y'all with me? Every ministry, you don't have to try to pick it apart. You don't have to. We're not the judge. It's not our job. We don't even have to have an opinion. We can just be starry-eyed and go, oh man, they preach Jesus. Ain't it wonderful? How do they preach the whole gospel? I just thought, did you hear the tone of that? What is it? It's sarcastic. It's cynical. It's devilish. And it's so widespread, it's not noticed. But it's hindering. It's in the way. You know what Jesus wants to do with that? He wants to run it all out and shut the door so he can get something done. And if you're attached to it, you'll have to go out with it. Or we could get free from it. I said we could get free from it. No more opposite talking, negativism, cynicism, sarcasm, all them isms. Just innocent, honesty, quick to believe, excited about how amazing God is. You do this right, people will think you are simple. And that's an indicator you're doing good. People will think you are a simpleton. I've had people come to me and say, Brother Keith, didn't you know they're talking about you? I said, no.
He said, well, yeah, they did everything but call your name. I said, how do you, you can't know that. Brother Keith. No. See, people think it shows some kind of spirituality because they say, you know, well, now, you know, I have discernment. And I can tell they meant something by that. Did you hear the tone of their voice? Did you? I mean, they didn't say it, but yeah, you got the gift of suspicion. Sinners all over the world have that same gift. Am I making this up, or did the Bible say we're supposed to be simple concerning evil? Hmm? If somebody comes up and slaps you, wow, you should go, whoa. Whoa, man, did you trip over something? You tripped over something and your hand fell across my face, man. Let them have to prove they mean evil intent, and even then you're ready to forgive them. I can almost hear folks going, oh. That's because you're so far the wrong way. Well, I ain't no doormat. I ain't nobody's doormat. Ain't nobody play me for a fool. That's what you think. That song's been playing for a long time. You don't know. It's on. Ain't nobody gonna take me for no fool. See that? Do you hear the tone of that? It is cynicism. It is a pessimistic outlook that everybody is full of garbage and everybody's basically mean and everything's basically junk and another day. Puh. That is being influenced and having one's mind conformed to the world and the God of this world influencing it. It's everywhere. It's pervasive. And you have to watch it because, you know, if you feed on it with the TV night and day, if you feed on it in the written things and the movies and everything, it's so pervasive you won't notice it. It's just people are being more and more sarcastic and cynical and negative and pessimistic. And you think, oh, it's just, you know, it's just life. Mm-mm. Not life for a child of God. We're supposed to bounce out of bed and go, glory to God. I'm here. Made it through. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be scared and watch. Because folks are out to get me, I know. And I will be careful, 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 careful. Because this is a mean old world, man. It'll chew you up, spit you out. Huh? What do you mean by that? I knew they didn't like me. I knew it. Start trying to pray in tongues and rebuke and bind. And it doesn't work. Because faith is the only thing that gets results. And it works by love. Not fear, not anger, not resentment, not bitterness. If you're bitter, mad, holding grudges, sarcastic, angry, you're not in faith. I don't care how many confessions you made, you're not in faith. You can't be depressed and be in faith at the same time. It doesn't work. You got to cast all your cares. Whew. over on Him. If all of your cares are off of you and on Him, that would make you carefree. Like a little kid. You might want to practice some skipping at your house. You see, preachers, bless their hearts, they got the weight of the world on their shoulders. I know this has been almost 40 years ago now. I was just starting to get into the Word some, and this before I went to Raymond. Went to this place to have my hair cut. And this lady was a believer. She's cutting my hair. And she said, she knew I was studying the Word. She said, I got a question I want to ask you. I said, I don't know much, but if I do, I'll tell you. And she said, she tells me this story. She said, a friend of mine, just the other day, came in and told me this was all upset. Said, she's walking down the sidewalk, and it was a glorious spring day just a few days ago after some cold winter time. And green was budding out, and birds were singing, and boy, she's feeling good and walking down. And hi this person. And she met a preacher. And she said, hi, brother so-and-so. And she said, hi. And she said, ain't it a glorious day? And he said, I guess. And she said, what do you mean? He said, well, dear, people are going to hell today. She said, well, I hadn't thought about that. He said, that's the problem. People don't think about it. And he talked to her some about it. And so she went the rest of the way. Like this. So the lady stopped talking. She said, what about that? I said, what do you mean, what about it? She said, I don't understand that. Was that right or wrong? Well, I didn't want to say anything. Negative comments about what the guy said, but I'll tell you, wrong. Absolutely. Wrong. Somebody say wrong, wrong, wrong. How about we ask this question? How many people will it get saved you being depressed? What draws people to repentance? The goodness. If we are down, that's a twisting. The enemy tries to influence people where it's a bondage. Didn't Jesus say, my yoke is what? Easy. My burden is what?
Light.
Everybody say light and easy. Light and easy. Light and easy. Now, if you got heavy and hard, the Lord didn't give it to you. You didn't get it from Him. I'm telling you, the devil is as religious as they come. And if you listen to him, he will make you his pack mule. And he will load you to your back sways and your belly rubs the ground. And then when you collapse, he will kick you and go, get up, there's work to be done. Get up, get up. People are dying and going to hell. That's like you trying to be the savior of the world, and you're not. I had to learn this at the healing school at Brother Hagin's ministry. I was there for a number of years. We saw some wonderful miracles. But then we also saw some people that didn't receive. And it really bothered me when somebody didn't receive. I took it really to heart, and in my immaturity, I thought, well, man, maybe if I had more faith, maybe if the anointing was stronger, maybe. And I fasted, and I prayed, and I fasted, and I prayed. My clothes wouldn't fit anymore. And the guys that were helping me, they came, and they said, well, let's do this or that. And I said, no, we need to fast and pray. And what I did not realize is throughout this thing, I was losing my joy. That's the telltale sign that you're getting off into religious deception. And I know I wasn't as much fun to be around for my wife, for other folks, but I'm taking this so seriously. Finally, one day, I'm doing the same thing. I'm trying to push this thing through and get this thing and stop anybody from failing to receive. And the Lord spoke to me real strong. He said, "Keith, are you the healer?" And I stopped. I said, "No, sir." He said, "Then the responsibility for whether they get healed or not is not resting on your shoulders." See, I was trying to act like that. See, people think, well, you know, it's whether this person gets saved or that person gets saved, it's all up to me. It's all up to me. And people think they have to try to share the gospel with everybody they see, and they just make stuff awkward, and they push through when they shouldn't, and actually turn people off sometimes. They're doing it out of fear. They're doing it out of a heavy load. It's not right. It's not God. He said, "Son, a lot happened to them before they got here. You don't know a portion of it. And things will happen that you won't know about after they leave here. You're not their Savior. You're not their healer. The whole responsibility of them receiving is not resting on your shoulders." People try to quote from the prophets. They try to say, "Well, you know, he said, you don't tell them what I tell you to say. Your blood, their blood is on your hands." That's a specific instruction. People have taken that and made it a wide blanket statement to cover everything and everybody, and it's not true. This is how he said it to me. He said, "Son, your responsibility is to do what I tell you to do. You minister what I give you. You lay hands with all the faith you got. You do what I tell you, and then you walk away. You cast the care of that over on me, and you enjoy your salvation." And he helped me to see if I didn't, the joy of the Lord is what? It's your strength. There's no such thing as being so somber and intense and serious and no joy and having any spiritual power. You're kidding yourself. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We're back to childlike. Aren't we? Joy. Somebody say joy.
Joy.
Say it out loud. Joy.
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 Is my norm.
Is my norm.
No child of God should be struggling with depression. "Yeah, but you don't know what I got to deal with." Yeah, and you don't know what you have as a child of God. It outweighs what you're dealing with. It's far greater than what you're dealing with. We talked some about it last night. Who you are. What you have a right to. What you have access to. I read some figures here recently about the little children. How many times in a day they laugh on average. It's amazing. Little ones. They laugh all the time. They laugh at everything. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They laugh at everything. And they said by the time people reach a certain age, it had fallen down to just nothing. What happened? What happened? Well, we're older now. We understand the realities of the world. You let the mentality of the world get in your head. You let what the devil has influenced influence you. Somebody say, "I'm full of joy,
I'm full of joy.
And I've got the victory,
victory.
Every day,
every day,
every night,
every night,
through everything,
everything,
no matter what,
no matter what.
Greater is he that's in me
than he that's in you.
than anything against me. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. And if that's true, would that depress you or make you glad? Say it out loud. I'm a giver. And because I am, it comes back to me. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over 30, 60, 100 fold. All my needs are met according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All the time. The Lord is my good shepherd. I don't want for any good thing. Now, does that depress you? Upset you? Well, what if you're upset? It means you're not believing that. It's a subtle thing, isn't it? People say, I know all those verses are there. I know it, and I believe them. I believe every one of them. But it's just been hard. It's been hard. You don't understand. It's serious. Yeah? Serious unbelief. Plain old garden variety doubt. Somebody said, I thought I was going to get to see behind the veil. This ain't much fun. How do you know you're not? You want to quit now or we keep going? That wasn't half the crowd. Now let's just stop. Let's analyze it. Let's analyze where we are. What if you say, "Ah, man, all right, I want to do this, or I want to hear this, or I want." What is that? That's that same cynicism, sarcasm, pessimism. What's ideal for every man of God, every woman of God that happens to be the one up at the time bringing the message? From my perspective and from your pastors, let me tell you. I've been numerous places to preach. And the toughest places in the world to preach are the places when you get there and folks are like this. You're like, who's this guy? It can make it so hard that Jesus Himself couldn't get a miracle in the service. I'm not trying to make a joke. It's a fact. Who is He? And you know, we've seen and heard so-and-so and so-and-so. Who is this? Wow us. Come on. They were astonished. Verse 42, when He ran them all out and He took the father and mother, the damsel, and the three guys that were with Him, just them and nobody else. And He went in where she was laying down, and straightway the damsel arose and walked. Verse 42, she was of the age of 12 years, and they were what? I guess so. Huh? Raised from the dead? And healed of whatever killed her to start with? Or else she'd have died immediately again. Right? Somebody say astonished. Astonished. Astonishing. But they had to get the jeerers and mockers and laughers out. They had to get them out. Didn't they? In order to get this kind of miracle, they had to get them out. In Mark 6, you know the story. The Bible said, he came, verse 2, on the Sabbath day, and he was teaching in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, but this time it's not in a good way. From whence has this man these things? What wisdom is this that's given to him? Even such mighty works are wrought by his hand. Is not this the carpenter? Mary's boy? I know James. He works down at the store with my sister-in-law. Other guy said, yeah, you know, I work with Josie's over at the plant. Simon, his sisters, yeah, I went to school with his sister. And they were what? Offended at him. Why? And they said, like, who does he think he is? He comes from Cranberry. I know that guy. I know him. Me and him did this, and you know, I've been over to his folks and ate. And he's standing up saying, I'm anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. Who does he think he is? Friend, notice what happened. Notice what happened. Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, among his own kin, in his own house, and he what? Decided not to. He what? Who couldn't do a mighty work there? Who? Who? You see, a lot of folk won't even accept that. They won't believe that. Go, oh, no, I'll tell you one thing. I just believe that Jesus wants to do something. It's going to happen. And it don't matter what anybody says, because God is sovereign. When he wants something to happen, it's going to... Yeah, and you're wrong. In his sovereignty, he has set it up this way. You understand? And you if you try to do it another way, you'd just be robbed. Just miss out. He couldn't do mighty works, and that crowd save he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief and went around about the villages teaching. This is the enemy. And not even the devil. Now he's the influence. He's always trying to feed it to us, but he can't make us think a certain way and talk a certain way and be a certain way. He can't do that. He can't do anything unless we yield to him. Didn't the Bible say give the devil no place? Give no place to him? That means you got the power to not give him any place. Doesn't it? Just idling along and say, well, you know, we'll see what we see. Well, do you believe this? And you expect this to happen? And whatever, man. I'm game. No, we got to take a step beyond that and leave aside the skepticism and the cynicism and actually get into faith. Somebody say faith.
Faith.
Real God kind of faith. And one of the key ways that you can tell is the joy that accompanies it. When you are believing God, you are stoked. Do you know what I mean by that? You are pumped. You are full of excitement. If you say, well, we'll see what happens. Well, you just never know. Friend, that's being cynical. That's being pessimistic. That is not okay. It's being non-committal. Well, we don't know what the will of God is. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We know He's a good God. And we know every time we show up, He wants to do something good.
Amen.
Every time. He wants to do amazing good things. Astonishing good things. Glorious good things. Do you believe it, saints? Do you believe it? Oh, friend, we have to make an effort. We have to shake off the world that stuck to us. Huh? That makes you want to drag in, plop down. Whatever. Okay. It's making light of. It's a form of despising. All of us got flesh. Every one of us. You'll be tempted. There'll be times you'll feel weary. But again, the joy does what to you? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Esau had precious things that belonged to him from God. His birthright and the blessing of the firstborn. And at a point in his life, you know what he said? What good is this thing going to do me? I'm hungry. I need something to eat. And he lost it. And later on, when he tried to see about getting it, his despising was so serious that it hindered him from receiving. Nothing's more important in our life than our God. Amen. Than His Word.
Right.
His plan.
Right.
His people. His things. Is it right, saints? Is that your heart? It's not time for me to keep talking. It's time for us to practice what we've been talking about right now. Everybody stand up. Singers and players come. Let's try to forget. No, don't try. Let's forget about everything that's hindered you and distracted you today at work or home. Or anywhere else, just play something, guys. Let's forget about anything and everything that would cause us to want to be weary and skeptical. Let's focus on Him. Let's focus on Him. Let's focus on Him. Oh, thank You, Almighty. Glorious good God. You are good, 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 good. Hallelujah. Oh, for the Lord, He is good. And His mercy endures forever. For the Lord, He is good. And His mercy endures forever. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, sing for the Lord. He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Oh, for the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. The Lord, He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. For the Lord.
And His mercy endureth forever. For the Lord, He is good, and forever His mercy endures.
Everybody.
For the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endureth forever.
For the Lord,
He is good, and His mercy endureth forever.
Oh, for the Lord.
Softly. Everybody close your eyes. I want us to release our faith right now for miracles in our midst. And be excited right now before you see or hear anything. In faith, expecting that our good God always wants to do good things. Always. Everybody say, Father God, we ask You in the name of Jesus, stretch forth Your hand to heal and to do wonderful things in us right now, right here, tonight, in my brother, in my sister, in all of us. We're asking whatever needs to be done. We're asking You to do it. In Jesus' name, and we're believing You right now. Hallelujah. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. Now come on, let's believe Him for a while. Oh, thank You, Lord. Oh, I say, for the Lord, and His mercy endureth forever. For the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endureth forever.
Oh,
for the Lord,
you keep believing God now, not just for yourself, but for the person behind you, in the back of the room, in the front of the room. Sometimes the Lord will show me some of the things that He's doing. I'll call them out as He does. If I don't call them out, doesn't mean He's not doing them. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody's being healed of internal things in the intestines. You've had problems. It's better if you don't clap right now. Just keep your faith turned on, expecting. In the intestines, there was some inflammation. One of them was called irritable bowel. It's being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody say, thank You, Lord. Does that make us happy as little children of God? It's a gift. It's a gift. Oh, you can just lift your hand and say, glory to God. Thank You. Thank You. Several people are being healed of intestinal issues and bowel issues. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, Lord, He is good and forever His mercy. Keep believing as you sing. Father, Lord, He is good and His mercy. Several folks were struggling with the message. Just close your eyes. Don't be looking around. Focus on Him. Because you've lived in turmoil and grief. Problems with your kids. Problems with your spouse. Your parents, your in-laws. And I mean, it's just seemed like it. You don't remember when it hasn't been just strife. And you haven't been joyful. Well, the Lord can heal that, just like He can heal that bowel or intestine. And the reason I'm describing it is because He's doing that right now. Everybody just put your hands on your chest, or the center of the core of your being, where your chest meets your stomach, that area, your center. Say, I receive freedom. Oh, in the name of Jesus, be loosed from that darkness and that heaviness, from that despondency. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Ha! Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, somebody needs to take a deep breath and believe that you receive. You are loosed from that junk in Jesus' name. And you don't have to go back to it. Oh, Father, Lord, He is good. Close your eyes. Don't be looking around. Don't look at me. Don't focus on me. There's some others. You haven't had joy. You made a grievous error in times past, what you'd consider a terrible sin. And it just has choked you. You put on a happy face sometimes, but it's always there, and you just feel bad about it. You haven't gotten over it, even though some of them years ago. But in this corporate anointing, you're going to be able to rise up and believe that God loves you enough to forgive you and cleanse you, and actually He won't remember it anymore. Oh, hallelujah. Some folks need to lift up a hand and say, I believe the love. Oh, I believe the love. God, I believe You love me that much. I believe Your love is greater, greater than all my sin. I believe You can make me clean within. I believe, and right now I receive forgiveness, cleansing, washing. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. I receive it now. Glory, I am free. Oh, saints, receive, receive, receive. God doesn't want you to feel bad about that. The price has already been paid. You can't add anything to it by letting it dog you around. He's the glory and the lifter up of your head. Lifter up of your head. Lifter up of your head. Oh, there it goes. Oh, somebody's turning loose of it. There it goes. Oh, turn it loose, saints. Let it go. Let the past go. Let it go. Oh, hallelujah. No sin is greater than the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood is greater by far. Oh, thank You, Lord. Oh, sing out loud for the Lord. He is good. And His mercy endureth forever. For the Lord, He is good. And His mercy endureth forever. Oh, for the Lord, for the Lord. And His mercy endureth forever. For the Lord, He is good, and forever His mercy endures. Oh, let's lift your hands and praise the Lord, saints. Come on, keep believing God. Keep expecting. Excited about good things He's doing. I rejoice and I am glad. All the great things He is doing. Oh, thank You, thank You, thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You. Praise You forever. Oh, oh, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You. Hallelujah. The Lord's healing people in their lower back and in their hip. There's pain. There's pain. He's healing it right now in Jesus' name. Back be healed. Hips be healed. Joints, discs, vertebra be restored, be made whole, be made right in the name of Jesus. If that's you, put your hand on your back and receive right now by faith. Just believe you receive it. Just say, I take it in Jesus' name. I take it. I take it in Jesus' name. I take it. I receive it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Muscles relax. hearts be restored, be relieved, be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the Lord. He is good. And His mercy endureth forever. For the Lord, He is good. And His mercy endureth forever. Oh, for the Lord,
for the Lord.
The Lord is doing things in people's minds. There's some who said, I've just seen so much vile stuff. I've seen and participated in, I've heard, listened to, and watched, seen so much vile, perverted stuff. How could I ever be clean? By the blood of the Lamb. Yeah, but you don't know what I've seen. Yeah, and you don't know how powerful the blood is. It is more powerful by far than any contaminating, defiling thing. Lay your hands on your head. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, wash over our minds with the regenerating power of the Holy One. Wash us, Lord. Wash our minds with your holy power. Oh, come on, keep receiving, saints. Keep receiving. Keep receiving, keep receiving, keep receiving. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, keep receiving, saints, keep receiving, keep receiving, keep receiving. Oh, I bear a strong covenant, oh, mighty, oh, glory. Oh, Lord, your power and your glory flows through your people. Ministers your holy power. Oh, Lord, let it flow. Let your healing power flow. We receive it. We receive it. I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. Be free and be blessed. Be loosed. Be strong.
Almighty. Oh, receive joy and gladness. Be free and full. Oh, forever He endures. Everybody say, for the Lord.
Inflammation, arthritis, whatever you want to call it, things in the joints. This is exciting, saints. Does this make us happy? Does this make us happy? Joints are being healed. Knuckles, joints, hands, wrists, feet, ankles. Oh, somebody say, I receive. I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. Oh, for the Lord, He is good. Thank you.
about you. We're so thankful for you. Oh, you fill us full of joy. Oh, you fill us full of joy. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, for the Lord, He is good, and His mercy endures forever. For the Lord, say, we receive you, Lord. We receive your Holy Spirit. We receive your healing power. We receive your love. We receive your joy. We receive you, Lord. Thank you. your heart. Say, I receive, I receive, I receive.
Completely.
hands, lift your hearts, oh so fair, by los soul, cando ve, bombolo, by los say, velondo.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you receive something already tonight, don't try to invent something, but you know something has changed in your body. Something has happened. You know it. Raise your hand if that's you. Give me some. Glory to God. A lot of hands. If you haven't checked, many things have happened. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. There is still more. Thank you, Lord. Yield to the joy. Yield to the life. It'll heal you. It'll fix you. It'll restore you. I know for some folks it's been a long time since you were a little child, but the Lord told you, be changed. And be like that again. You can start by saying, ha, ha, ha. I'm happy in God. I'm excited in Jesus. I'm glory to God, I'm glad. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Those of you that know that you know that you know something has happened in your body, happened in your whatever part, stand up on your feet again. Stand up on your feet. I want y'all to come up this way and make a line. And I want you to tell us in just a word or two. Come right on. Come right on real quick. Won't take too long. We don't have time for everybody to preach. You know that. Just real softly, guys. Hallelujah. Just tell us in a word what the Lord did for you.
I was having trouble behind my knee and now it's gone.
That ought to make us happy. Hallelujah. Don't clap. Don't clap. You can clap in lieu of being happy. Are y'all with me? Mm-mm. I want you to laugh. I want you to be glad. I want you to smile. And go, that's great. What happened?
The unspeakable joy.
Joy?
My knuckles and my lower back.
Yeah.
That one, look at it.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Smile real big. Go, that's great. That's wonderful.
It's given me the joy.
Sat there and I'm not hurting anymore. No.
That makes us happy. What would a little kid do? Come on.
Joy. I received my joy back, so praise God.
So I got joy, I got joy, I got joy, I got joy, I got joy. I am free to be glad in Him. Yes, you do. It's your strength. Come on.
I just had a sensitive stomach since last August, and now I feel it's healed. So. Yes. Amen.
Real quick, guys.
Went into my lower back, and then it went down into my hip. It's gone. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it was. It was great.
Feels good.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Come on.
I had a tight lower back as well, and God has loosened it up, and now I feel fluid and ready to praise some more. Yeah. Ready to praise some more. Yeah. Ready to praise some more.
Come on.
Pain in my feet.
Then you can move them a little bit. Come on. Yeah.
I had a irritable tummy, but I'm healed.
Yeah. Yes, you are. Heal. Heal.
Yes, sir. Heal. Yes, sir. Ah! I received forgiveness tonight, and with that, I got my joy back.
Free.
Free.
Are these amazing things? These are amazing things. They're wonderful things. Wonderful thing. Come on, come on.
Bursitis in my left hip, and I think it's gone.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be healed.
My hip and my knee. Yeah. My hip and, that's all I have to say. My hip and my knee.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on, come on, real quick.
I have numbness in my feet, and now I'm feeling great.
So they're ready to dance now.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, come over here real quick. I'll get back to y'all in a minute.
I have some vertebrae problems in my neck and back. I think they're healed.
Yeah,
feels
amen.
Fine.
Healed.
Good.
Healed, and it makes you happy.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Peace from my past.
Peace from your past. That's a good way to say it, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me see a big smile. Yeah, yeah,
thank
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Come on. Yeah.
I think God has renewed my mind tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me direction.
Clarity.
Yes.
Peace.
Clarity.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise God.
Now the plan comes.
Yes.
Plain and clear.
Yes, it does.
And nothing holds you back.
That's right.
Glory to God. And you're happy about that.
Amen.
You're happy about that. Come on, come on.
Irritable bowel.
Yeah, and healed.
Healed.
You glad to be healed?
Glad to be
makes
healed.
Makes you happy,
yes,
though.
Very happy.
Come on, come on. Yeah.
I have found joy in my heart, and not even my bowels are irritable anymore.
No more.
No more.
No more joy. We have found the cure. We have found the cure. It's joy. Joy heals your insides. Joy sets you free. Look at your neighbor, see if they believe this. No, no crabbiness allowed in this service tonight. No, no grouchiness. None. Not allowed. We are so, are we happy for our sister? Are we happy for our brothers? We are happy. We are glad for what God has done. You know, some of these things could have gotten worse and worse and worse and turned into something that would cut short somebody's life, but now it won't happen because they're healed now. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Just raise up your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for sparing us from problems in the future. Sister, I rejoice with you. Glory, come on, tell us real quick.
My joy has been completely restored from things that have happened in my past. I have been able to breathe ever since the service started in a way that I haven't been able to breathe before. And
Show us. Take a real nice breath.
I've had allergies, shots, and pills for years.
Yeah, you got to show us how. Take a real breath. Yeah. That's it. Glory to God. Come on. Yeah. Unless you become converted. Are y'all with me? Who's participating? Don't be too prim and proper. Somebody needs to say right now, yay, yay, yay. Yay, yay, yay. Yay, God. Huh?
Yeah.
What?
I've had high liver enzymes for years, and I've had an aching on the side.
Aching.
Gone.
It's not there. Feels good for it not to
Amen.
Be there.
Amen.
Yes. Come on.
I was bathed in a light.
Yeah.
And it was pure love.
Love. The love is flowing.
And he loves me. He really loves me.
He does. He does. He does. Glory. Come on. Come on.
My neck was healed.
Neck.
And I keep thinking of my soon-to-be 4-year-old grandson. Nothing but joy.
Joy. Joy. Joy.
Joy.
Joy. Joy. You need to go sit, but somebody let that spill off on them. Come on.
I recently, a few weeks ago, had bypass surgery and was told I had complications.
Yeah.
And lost some use of my foot.
Yeah.
I feel the strength and the use coming back.
Coming back.
Feel the complications are not there.
Glory to God. Healed, healed, healed. And you're happy.
Happy to almost
Well, you can get there before the night's over. Yeah. Yes. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Wonderful, sister. Back this way. Yeah.
My mind's set free.
Yeah. Set free.
My mind,
yeah. Glory to God. Go ahead. Let's all lift up our hands and say, thank you, Lord. We are free. Totally free. Totally free, totally free. Say, I'm totally free. to God. I rejoice with you, sister. Come on. Yep.
Before I came to this church, I never believed in Jesus, and now I do.
Now you do. Now that's as good as it gets. Yeah. Makes you happy? Ha! That makes us all happy. Come on. Yeah.
He washed my mind clean and set me free from memories from my past.
Yes.
And keep coming back.
Yes.
And I just realized as I'm standing here that I'm not wheezing anymore. My asthma's gone.
Show us a good breath. Show us a real good breath. And we're happy.
We're thrilled.
Hey! For the Lord, He is good, and His mercy forever. Come on, tell us real quick.
Vertebrae in the back, and low neck and lower back, and arthritis in the hands and wrists.
Move it around for me, let me see. Feels good?
It feels wonderful.
How about the back?
Oh, yeah. I'm dancing.
And it makes you happy.
It makes me very happy.
You look happy.
Thank you.
Come on.
First of all, Jesus is crazy about me. I just want everyone to know.
He loves you all so much.
Yes, He does.
Yes.
And I feel like I have an infusion of His joy.
Oh, thanks be unto God. It is our strength, saints. With enough joy, we can overcome anything. We can come through anything. We can believe for anything. Joy is ours. Oh, my. We got lines all the way down the sides. We can't get to everybody. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Come. Just a few more.
I moved here over the last couple of weeks. And it caused a lot of health problems in my legs and hips and knees and feet and all that's gone.
Feels good?
Great.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank you. And
thank you,
my
Jesus.
Situation.
Yes. Glory to God. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. Come on. Come on. What did you do?
I came in today with a migraine.
Yeah. Head feels good?
It feels good.
Free?
Free.
Makes you smile? Somebody say, yay God. Yay. Yay God. Oh, we're so happy. We rejoice with you. Come on. What?
Set free from seriousness.
Yeah? He's set free.
No joke.
Yeah.
No joke.
Well, we need to dance a little bit. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God, we're free. Glory to God, we're free. Yeah. Ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, sir. Sorry. You happy too?
I'm happy. Huh?
My back and hip are healed. They're realigned permanently.
Feels good?
Nice.
Glory to God. Makes you happy.
My muscles are relaxed.
Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. What do little kids say? Yay! Woo! Glory to God. Come on. All right. Come right on. What?
I just came in my foot.
Uh-huh.
That is now healed.
Feels good?
Feels good.
All right. Move it around some folks.
Ready to run.
Ready to run. Wonderful. Come on. Real quick. What?
Pain in my left, like intestines and my feet, my joints, my knees, just everything.
Yeah. Move around a little bit. You can do it now and be happy and laugh.
Yes.
Glory to God. Wonderful. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. I had lost my joy.
Yeah.
And it was causing a lot of different things going on in my body.
Yeah.
Tonight I found it.
Yeah.
I got it back.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Y'all got time for this?
Freedom from the shame of past sins and hope of a bright future.
Yes, sir.
Hope of a bright future.
Sir. Do you know you stand here having received your forgiveness and cleansing as clean as a little baby that never made a mistake?
the blood of the Lamb washes us clean. He said, your sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Somebody say, I am clean. I am clean. I am clean by the blood of the Lamb. And the devil tries to come and tell you stuff, so he's a liar. He's trying to remind you of stuff that God don't even remember. And so I'm free. Somebody say, I'm free. That's wonderful, brother. And you happy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Come on, come on, come on.
I believe God canceled inflammation in my body, and I'm feeling strength in my low back.
Yeah, strength is coming up.
Yes.
Yep.
All the way up.
And you feel like smiling?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Praising the Lord?
Yes.
Come on, come on.
It's been a long time since I could really move these shoulders real good.
Yeah.
I feel like I can throw again. I just thank God.
Uh-huh. Can we praise God? Praise God. Yeah. Are you happy about
yes.
it, brother?
Amen.
Yes,
thank
you are. Hallelujah. Come on.
I'm free from 3 years of intestinal problems.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And 3 weeks of family problems.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you just free?
I'm free.
Free?
I'm absolutely free.
Free? Free inside?
Yes.
Free outside?
Yes.
Free?
Free.
Free! Hallelujah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Come on. Come on. Yes.
Recently I've been haunted by my past and I've had a lot of stress and my mind just feels completely clear. Like
glory
I have no
to
worry.
God.
Like,
glory to God. I can see it in your face. Hallelujah. All of us have a past. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us have made mistakes. That's why we needed a Savior. That's why Jesus had to come. But is it true that the blood really cleanses you from all unrighteousness? So we are completely clean. Somebody say, I'm clean, I'm clean, I'm clean, I'm clean, and it makes me happy. It makes me happy. Come on.
When I was just worshiping, I just fell back in my chair, and then I had a vision, and then I just saw it. Jesus, and he just looked at me in the eyes and said, have peace and joy, my brother. And I've never felt so happy and just, like, I feel like I'm on a cloud. Like,
yeah. Happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
We'll just change your name to Happy. Come on, come on.
When you said freedom from back problems
yeah.
and hip problems.
Yeah.
And that was really quickened to me and also my neck.
Uh-huh.
So I'm free.
You receive it?
I receive it.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Good, good. Come on.
I was free from my past.
Yes.
I'm his daughter. I'm his daughter.
Yes.
He's my father.
Yeah, he loves you.
And I'm washed.
You are washed.
I'm
you
washed.
Are clean. And the burden is rolled away.
I'm free.
You are free.
Yeah.
And you're happy about it.
I'm happy.
Hey!
Glory to God.
One reason we're doing this is because the Lord is continuing to do these things in the crowd. Ha. Yay, God. You know what the Lord's doing? He's getting you ready for your new place. Got to be full of joy. It's got to be full of glory. It's got to be full of God. I'm telling you, with enough of this, people will come to visit. They'll come walking off the street and it'll leave them while they're here. Now they'll have to learn how to keep it for themselves, but just because it's so strong, it'll just leave them. Hallelujah. Come on, brother. What?
He emptied my head of all the garbage I've seen through my past and my
yeah,
little
yeah,
kid. And
yeah.
he also told me that he's bigger than any what doctor says or anything about that. My hand and be able to stretch it fully again whenever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bigger than any surgeon's word there can be. Way bigger.
He made hands. He created. He can make everything right and whole and strong.
Amen.
And all we got to do is believe and get happy about it before we see it.
He also said to be myself.
Yeah.
Don't hide who my inner spirit is.
Just relax and enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
And be glad.
Glory to God.
Hey!
Love you. Love you. Glory to God.
Come over here, guys. Come over here. Come real quick. Yeah. Tell us.
Thank the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit make you sad or glad?
Glad.
Glad.
Our peace.
Oh, let's just lift up our hands. Everybody, let's just lift up our hands. Oh, Father, we're so thankful for the Holy Spirit. Oh, let's just begin to praise Him in a new tongue. Let's begin to give Him thanks and glory. Oh, don't be silent. Say, Kole Fonsole, Velemano Sonde. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You. Oh, hallelujah. Praise Him on your bed tonight. And the more you do, the freer and fuller you'll flow. So be it. So be it. Come on. What did the Lord do?
I lost a heavy load tonight.
Yeah?
Traded in for peace and happiness.
Yeah, you look like you stand up a little straighter. Wow. And freer.
I'm free from guilt.
Nothing up here. All them burdens gone. No. Roll up. Roll away. Huh?
I feel 100 pounds lighter.
Glory to God. And it makes you happy.
Yes.
The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad.
Yeah.
Glad.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Come on. Yeah.
I got a revelation tonight that I'm a little bit too cynical sometimes at work. You know, I need to walk around and laugh at myself like you laugh.
Huh?
You abuse yourself with God.
That's right. I just, you know, other people's heads, there's no place to look for your happiness. You just stay free in God. And if they're true, you know what the Bible said? That God sees, the psalmist said, God sees what the evil ones are planning, and he that sits in the heavens laughs. Laughs. Don't you know that's frustrating to the devil? He's got his biggest plans, his biggest shot. Of course, he can never pull off anything. He can never surprise God. The Lord sees it coming before it ever starts. And he looks at it and goes, ha, ha, ha. The devil's plan. Ha, ha. Yes, sir. Something has started in you, brother. And what will happen is you will be a witness like you haven't been before. People will look at you and they'll say, man, what happened to you? Got such joy. You're so free. What happened? And all you got is good things to say all the time.
Amen. Amen.
Your witness will come up. Come on.
Well, my knee has been hurting me, and I've been seeing a doctor for about 2 years, and when I stood up, it's not hurting, it's not popping, it just feels normal again like it did when I was a kid.
When you were a kid.
Yeah, like when I was
like
a kid.
Like when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when?
Yeah, like normal.
Like, wow.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Happy dance.
Ain't that more fun than being depressed? I mean, that's just off the chart.
Chiropractor lost some money tonight. I'm not going back.
Oh, you know, yeah. You're healed? You're
healed, yeah.
Feels good?
Yeah.
And you're happy about that?
Oh, yeah. Come on. My left leg was a half an inch shorter than my right leg, and it was causing a lot of problems with my back. And when you laid your hands on me, I felt my leg grow.
Oh! Oh, glory to God! And these are happy tears. Happy tears. Happy tears. Let me see you move around a little bit. Now you can dance evenly. Huh? Yeah, with no pain. The Lord loves you. He did that just for you. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, yay. Yay, God. Yay, Lord, we are so thankful that you are so good to us. Hallelujah.
For the last year, my eye has had a lot of problems, and it feels a lot better, and I have complete peace right now.
Peace?
Peace.
You enjoying it?
Yes.
It's great.
Awesome. It's just like undescribable peace.
Uh-huh. Peace that passes understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said it. You said it.
I just want to say the enemy does try to keep us from coming here. And having come to a few of these and been so blessed, I knew to be prepared as I dropped my transmission 4 miles down the road tonight on the way here.
Yep.
But friends came behind me. Can you imagine me pushing my car up the hill?
Yep.
Which we did so we could be here.
You're here?
We're here.
Yeah.
God, I know he did healing.
But it was all good.
So good, but that's nothing compared to your talk last night about the eyes of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And flowing love.
Yes.
And the veil.
Yep.
Being pulled aside.
Yes. Yeah, wonderful. Wonderful. He's glorious.
Oh.
He's awesome.
Gorgeous.
He's amazing. And we're his. We belong to him. Hallelujah. Yes.
I feel like tonight I got my 66-year tune-up.
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 Yeah.
From the top of my head to the soles of my feet.
It's like
all the problems seem to have, they have went away.
Like a 90-point inspection.
Right.
Yeah.
Biggest thing was I have bone spurs on them, on my heels,
yeah.
My feet.
Yeah.
Very sore, very hard to walk on, but walking up here, they're fine.
Feel good.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah.
When I come in tonight, my lower back was in a lot of pain in my hip.
Yeah.
And it was numb from my waist down. There's no numbness. It's all gone.
Feels good.
It feels great.
Yeah, makes you smile.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a total rehaul tonight. Everything you said. Just
yeah.
About everything you said. Like
yeah.
My back, going into my
thank
hip,
you, Lord.
My stomach.
Thank you, Lord.
My joints.
Yeah. Move them around for us a little bit. Yeah.
deep hurts in my life where I can go on again.
Yeah, free. You can leave it behind. Leave it behind. Forgetting those things that are behind. And you're stepping right on out and going into the plan God has for you. With joy unspeakable. And full of glory. It's here.
I want that.
It's here. It's here. You just got to start laughing. That's it. That's all you got to do. Just start laughing. That's it. That's it. That's all you got to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the more you do, the better it gets. I'm telling you, the better it gets. That's all you got to do. That's all you gotta do. Whoo! Tell us, sister, what did the Lord do?
Well, I've had these intestinal problems for like years and years.
Yeah.
Lots of pain. Yeah. And no more pain.
No more pain.
Never. All gone forever.
Feels good not
it's
to
awesome.
Hurt. It's awesome.
It's wonderful.
Makes you happy.
Makes me happy.
Yes, come on, come on.
Restoration of joy.
Yeah?
Please.
You're happy?
Yes.
You're glad?
Yes.
In the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Come on.
He completely cleansed my mind from the way of this world, and he filled my spirit just with unspeakable joy and just weight right off and loose. Set me free. Hallelujah.
Ah!
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It's wonderful, wonderful.
Yes, he healed my mind.
Uh-huh.
My sister has cancer, and my mind goes in different ways, thinking negative and not having faith. And I know I have a big head, but my head felt really big with all the burden from my sister.
Yeah.
And he freed me from that. I know that she will be all right. I have the faith.
Mm-hmm.
I know that everything's going to be all right, and I'm not worried about it. My mind is not going to wander in any negative way because she will be all right.
Yep.
Everything's going to be
you
okay.
You can take this joy and this peace to it and minister it to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And just, you're not going to be afraid.
not going to be scared. Cast all our cares over on the Lord.
Absolutely.
And the more you laugh, the better.
All right. Yeah, I'm not as serious.
Come on, come on.
I have freedom from arthritic pain.
Yeah. Does that make you happy?
Amen.
It makes me happy too.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hi.
Hi.
What did the Lord do for you? Something good.
I have bipolar disorder and severe anxiety.
Mhm.
And it's not too often I can take a deep breath and fill my lungs, and mm-hmm. I did too.
Yes, because freedom is flowing all over you.
I laughed, right?
Yes! Yes!
I like to laugh. I do.
Yes!
Laugh. And I'm
sorry. Huh?
I'm sarcastic. I'm sorry.
Used to be. Used to be. Yeah, used to be.
It's fun to go head to head with.
But this is more fun.
I'm kidding.
This is more fun.
I'm kidding. It's already flowing.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you, sister.
Come on.
It joys me to see my mother smile. It's not too often that she does.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's great to see the Holy Spirit just flow through her like this.
When the Lord blesses the people you love, He blesses you.
Yes.
Come on.
I have very painful arthritis of the knees.
Uh-huh.
God heal me. Jesus heal me.
They feel different?
Pain's gone.
Yeah.
It's hardly been my knees.
Does that make you happy? Huh?
Yes. I'm free.
Yes.
Jesus is my life.
Jesus.
He's my joy. He's my everything.
He's everything. Everything. Mm. You glad you came to church?
Yes.
Me too. Come on.
Restored my joy.
Restored your joy.
I ain't waking up angry anymore.
No, you're not.
And I don't want this anymore either.
No. Hey! What did he do for you?
I've had digestive problems and breathing problems over the past year. Also, that's kind of caused a lack of joy and unbelief. Yeah. And I almost didn't come up, and I came up to declare to myself that I believe I've received.
That's right.
I thought I had to wait till I felt 100%, but I believe.
That's right.
And I'm waking up tomorrow. I'm going to breathe freely.
Yes,
and I'm
you
not
are.
Going to have any pain in my stomach
yep.
at all.
Healing is working in you.
Amen.
And the happier you are, the better it works. Yes?
Yes. Absolutely.
Take a real good breath for us right now. Everybody take a breath. Now take a happy breath. Ha! Ha! It's working in you. Come on.
At age 10, I asked my parents for a baby brother. They agreed. When my mom got pregnant, she was eating for two, and I started to eat for two also. After he was born, I kept eating for two. For 31 years, I've been addicted to junk food, and tonight I've had mind renewal.
Mm-hmm.
By this time next year, you won't recognize me.
Hey, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are empowered. You got the greater one inside you.
I know.
You are empowered. And you don't have to wait to be happy.
I'm a happy person. I just like to eat too much good. As of right now,
hey.
I'm no longer a slave to food.
You are free. You are free. Everybody say, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Nothing is binding me. Nothing can hold me in bondage. I'm free in Jesus' name. Okay, sister.
Hi. I struggle with a multitude of things, joints and muscles and nerve ending problems, and I can feel them amending. I can feel
you can feel something changing.
Yes, I can feel it changing.
Yeah.
And it steals your joy, and I'm not going to let it do it anymore.
Nope. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Yes. Glory to God.
Thank you for being here.
Glory to God. Come on.
I experienced God in a way tonight that I didn't even know was possible. And during that time, I felt my gallbladder being healed. It's been a problem for over the past year or so. And I just felt God healing that. I'm just so thankful for it and can't wait to see what else He's going to do in my life. So.
You got a good gallbladder.
Amen.
You got a good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I received healing with my thumbs. I was suffering with them for about a year. They have really hurt me. I had a clean stomach removed, but I'm sure it hurts.
Uh-huh.
So the doctor said I had arthritis in them really bad. And,
Let me see some thumb action here.
Yeah.
Look out, jars. Going to open some jars. Huh?
I think so.
And you can say, no, it's happening. I'm telling you, sister. Jars, look out. We're going to open them jars and we go, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah.
My joy has been completely restored.
Yeah.
My yeah. cheeks are killing me from smiling. I've been giggling for 30 minutes.
Excellent.
I can't take it anymore.
Excellent.
My kids are going to think I've gone crazy.
They'll be happy. They'll be happy.
Thank you.
Come on.
I felt my mind just get clear tonight, and the Lord just came into me like He's never been in me.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Thank God for you, Jesus. Thank you for coming.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing them.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're equipped for the next part.
Thank you.
Yes. Come on.
Got the knuckles back?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I had the floater in my eye. It's been bugging me for a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
Gone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, man.
And I think myself happy.
Yeah. Because you are.
I is.
Come on.
I got my knees healed.
Yeah.
My knees are being healed.
Yeah.
And the Lord kept on saying, He touched me. And that was a song my mother used to sing
with
me.
Yeah, sure.
And then He said, I'm touching this whole place.
Yeah, He is. Obviously. Knees feel better.
Knees feel better.
God is so good. And that makes you happy.
God makes me happy.
Come on.
I got my renewing my mind, love and joy in me, and I'm just feeling it inside.
Yeah.
All the love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Makes you like mellow.
Yes, it does.
Too.
Yes, it does.
Like.
Thank you. This is my second time here, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful, sister. Lord, come on, yeah.
Yeah, the Lord here when we healed me tonight, my mind and my memory, problems I've had most of my life, and He gave me real joy and real peace.
Joy. Right. Yeah, show us a big smile. Show us a big smile.
Hi, he's... healed my hand. I was having problems with my wrist and my hand.
Yeah.
I renewed my mind and released a lot of things.
Yes.
My past.
Yeah.
Give me joy. I'm on fire for the Lord.
Thank you, Master.
And I want to set my hair on fire. My hair, so everybody else sees it. Praise God.
They will see it, brother.
Yeah.
They'll see the joy. Come on. Yeah.
I've been released from so many things tonight, from past.
Yes, yeah.
The spirit of grief.
Yeah.
This morning, I lied.
Yeah.
God forgave me.
Yeah.
Somebody thought I needed crisis intervention this morning, and I really did.
Mm-hmm.
But I said I didn't. And I realized for the first time in years that I'm actually looking forward to tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. You did get an intervention today.
And I feel of the God so much kind. Lighter.
Yes.
And I feel like I can get up and be happy.
Because you can.
Yes,
you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The anointing destroys the yokes, removes the burdens.
Yes.
You don't have to go, you don't have to ever go back.
No.
Never have to go back. You never have to go back to it. You can just move forward from glory to glory.
That's what I'm going to do.
Faith to faith. Freedom to freedom.
Freedom.
Yes.
Freedom.
Yes.
It felt as if my head was in a vice tonight as we were worshiping.
Yeah.
And it just dissipated. It just felt like I was going to fall right flat on my face. You know, it was just, and God released a lot of negativity in my life. I've been letting people influence me negatively, you know.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get a full-time job, and I've been trying to depend on people.
Yeah.
And I know I can put my trust in Christ.
Yep.
I know that.
Brother? Okay, now here. This affects more than one person in here. I want everybody to say it out loud. Work is not hard to find. It is not impossible to get a good job. God takes care of me. I'll have the best job in the best place with good benefits, good pay. I'll have a great job. I'll have a great job. In Jesus' name. So important what comes out of your mouth.
Yes.
Just stay with that right there.
I know. I've been letting that get a hold.
No more.
But I need to look.
You're delivered. You're free. I can see it. Yeah. Makes you happy too.
Yes.
Come on.
My daddy freed me from past memories, from criticisms and perceptions that I would put, and he's also healed me of my neck and my ankle, and I have joy!
Joy!
Woo!
Yay! That's good.
Cool. For the past 5 years, I've just felt this incredible weight on my shoulders. Like I was carrying all the world's problems, and tonight, I'm light for the first time ever.
Yeah.
I don't carry those problems anymore.
No.
I don't have to carry everyone's problems.
You do not.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling.
It is.
It's an amazing feeling.
Free.
Free. Free.
His yoke is easy.
Yes.
And his burden's light.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
and that's
is.
All you
it's
love.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Glory. Good. Come on. We're almost done, guys.
After 10 years of irritable bowel, severe attacks.
10 years.
No more tonight.
Feels different?
Yes.
Yeah, you're healed.
Yes, yes.
Jesus.
Yes. And when I came in, I had bursitis in my shoulder.
Yeah.
I couldn't raise my arm.
Yeah. All right. Let's join her. Everybody raise your hand.
Yeah.
Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yay, Jesus.
Yeah. I've been dealing with right hip pain. In fact, I was going to call the chiropractor in the morning. I just did. And I'm feeling pretty good now.
Feel pretty good.
And Joyce, my middle name. So I got to hold on to that.
Well,
too.
That's who you are.
Jacqueline Joyce.
Joy.
Thank you.
Everybody, ever say, hi, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Joy.
Hi, Joy.
There you are. Joy.
My mind's been washed white as snow from past memories.
Thank you, Master.
And I've been released from being over analytical. My
yeah.
kids will love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Free. You know.
Free.
We don't have to say everything we notice. We don't have to comment or say or do anything about everything we know, everything we discern, everything we see. The Bible said only let that which is good to the use of edify. If it won't help somebody, if it won't build them up some way, it shouldn't come out of our mouth. And so the Lord's doing something in you. It's going to come up and he's going to show you. He's going to give you wisdom. And the Bible said wonderful words are like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. The right word at the right time. I've been on the ministering end of it. I've been on the receiving end of it. When I needed something, I didn't know exactly what it was, and God used somebody and they said the perfect thing. it just takes away the shades and the shadow, and it puts a quicken in your step. He's going to work that in you and help you with that. Glory to God. Makes you happy too. Yes. Yes. Come on.
I just had to come up because I felt God touch me and it lifted my spirits, and that's just worth
it. It is. The Lord has done good things for us. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
And you did. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I just want to say that he revealed to me the revelation of love on a deeper level.
Yeah.
I always, usually a person that can let things go, but he really revealed to me past guilt and really showed me that he's already done with that.
Thank you.
He's extinguished it.
He has. Washed clean.
Absolutely. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Good. Good. Yes.
When you prayed today about being loosed from the past of your family,
in the
darkness,
and
the pain, I'm free. Thank God, I am so free.
Thank God.
That burden, I can go on. God, I just felt like I've been just pushed.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Makes you happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have been healed of so many things: chronic headaches and throat pain for months, and my wrists are strong, and I can carry many things.
Yes, you can.
And I can sing praises to the Lord
my whole
life, and I will never lose my voice again.
Yeah.
I will never have a headache ever again.
Go ahead and sing for us right now. just a happy song. Yes, you can. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'll start you out. I'll help you out.
I get nervous.
It doesn't have to rhyme. It's our song. It's our new song. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My voice forever.
She's got her voice back. Hey, hey.
Amen.
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 Amen. And it makes us happy.
I'm so happy.
We love you, Lord.
The Lord has healed me from my allergies of pollen and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a good deep breath for us. Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Come on. Yeah.
Sarcasm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Sad to see it go, but glad to see what's going to
replace No. You won't be. It won't take long. You'll be so glad. Because what happens, listen, saints, when we're saying things that we don't mean, and we're saying things opposite, and we're skewing them, the power on our words is nil. God can't turn up the power on what we're saying because we don't even mean it. We don't even believe it. But friend, the Lord said this to me years ago. He said, if you'll be more selective about what you say, your words will be more effective. And when we choose our words to accomplish something and we release faith in them, it doesn't all happen overnight, but the Lord just starts turning the power up. Just starts turning the power up on what we say. And so when we come by and we speak to somebody and say, bless you in the name of the Lord, it's not like a achoo bless you. Something happens. Something is ministered. So it's a good trade.
I've been winning over cancer for over 2 years now, and I wasn't going to come up because I don't have any pain, so I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't have pain anymore. But I had the message that I'm the mother of 5 kids
mm-hmm.
from 22 to 6, and I had the message that I will see my children's children.
Yes. Yes.
That's
yes. With long life, He will satisfy you and show you how He can save. It is absolutely not the will of the Lord for you to be cut short. And it is easy for Him. In fact, already tonight, do you believe already tonight, things have started happening and changing in you? The healed of the Lord. Everybody reach your hands out here and say, the healed of the Lord. By His stripes, we are healed. You did the right thing coming up, sister. Amen. Pastor, come on up here.